I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
This poor woman took so much heat because she had absolutely no idea what was going on. She thought she was on a date. Problem is, the guy that she was out with didn't think it was a date at all.
Hello?
Hi, Ken.
Yes.
Hi, this is The Burt Show at Q100 calling in. We're on the air right now. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Hey, dude, we have Jessica on the phone with us. Jessica, you want to say hey?
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, Ken, we've got a bit of a question for you, because Jessica's a little miffed. You know, she was telling us that she went out with you, what was it, last week, and she had a really great time on your date, enjoyed the movie with you, enjoyed going out and get a little drinky-drank afterwards. Well, now she can't figure out why you haven't called her back for a second date.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't go on a date. What? You know we didn't go on a date.
How can there be confusion about that?
Yeah.
You guys met at a party? She asked you out?
We met at a party with my wife was at the party also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to a movie with her?
Yeah, with my daughter and her two friends.
Oh, this changes things.
Still a date.
It's not, it wasn't a date. She coaches people on how to network. I work in sales.
Okay.
Basically, we met at the party. My wife was at the party, and she was telling me all these seminars that she does, and I was like, well, this sounds great. This sounds like something I could use. She was telling me how she charges thousands and thousands of dollars to do these seminars. So I'm like, well, you know, looking into it and talking to her. My wife was standing right there with me. She says, listen, I would love to just get together and just, you know, just show you some different things that, you know, we could do that you could probably use no charge. So me being interested, of course, this is what I do. I said, listen, sounds great. You know, I was talking to my wife about going to the movie. She said, listen, why don't I come along? She invited herself along to go see Panic Room. So my wife was there. I was like, well, that sounds fine. Let's do that. You know, my daughter will be there. Two friends will come. We ended up going to the movie, watching the movie. After the movie, we went to, like, the mall. My kid and her two friends were actually going shopping around. We went to a little place in the food court there, had a couple of drinks, and we talked about it.
Oh, this changed.
Who goes to a movie with a woman he's not interested in?
Well, wait a second now. Jessica, you knew he was...
Why did you invite me to the movie?
Because I thought we were going to talk... Because we talked about what you did, and it was helping me.
That was the
whole reason why I even paid for you, because it was just a common courtesy of you just telling me everything about what you do. My daughter and her two friends were there.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 13 years old.
He offered to pick me up.
Yeah, of course I did. I figured that you were cutting me this great deal. Why shouldn't I come and pick you up with my daughter and two and her friends?
You obviously knew he was married.
Yeah, but he was still flirting with me at the party.
Oh my gosh.
And when he showed was it a surprise to you when he showed up with his two kids?
No, I thought, you know, sometimes when you go on a date with someone, they want you to meet their kids.
obviously, there's something wrong with this woman. Then she leaves me two messages. Why haven't you called me? My wife heard the messages. She knows everything about it.
He was also sitting very close to me in the movie.
In the next seat.
My daughter was afraid of the movie. She was practically in my lap.
Yeah.
And so was I.
Oh, my gosh. You are crazy.
Jessica, can you sort of see how this could be seen as kind of more of a business thing than an actual date?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got our signals crossed.
Well, where did you go wrong in that? Like when I introduced you to my wife or to my daughter or...
Did you get any signals like this, Ken, while you were on the date that she might be thinking that more's going on?
I personally wasn't even in this range of thinking.
Hey, Jessica, did it ever dawn on you that he was only talking about work and nothing else going really on in his life?
Well, I think he was doing that because, you know, he was nervous. He's probably anxious. He's been married for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. He was on a date.
Oh, wow. Talk about miscommunication.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, bye both of you guys. Bye now.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Oh
my
God.
That's my favorite one ever, I think.
Are you kidding me? Good morning,
Q100.
Hi. Hi.
Jessica is just crazy. I don't know how she misunderstood it. Y'all need to keep this for the file.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Morning, Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Cicely, and I have to say she should have just hung up the phone because I'm embarrassed for her. I am embarrassed for this woman. She played herself with a capital P.
Oh,
in the world,
God.
You think, come on, don't play yourself. If I was her friend, I'm like, listen. He don't want to. She needs some friends. I mean, she's probably sitting at home alone. She's lonely.
You know,
that is so embarrassing.
I think maybe sometimes you just see and hear things that you want to see and you want to hear, and you don't take any kind of common sense in the play, you know?
I think you're right.
See you, Cicely. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning. Hi, Q100.
This woman smoked too much crack.
The Burt Show.